Simon? Abigail?
Yes, sir.
Yes, Berechiah.
Master! You stupid boy. How many times do I have to tell you?
I keep forgetting.
Now gather the people together. Go. And be persuasive.
Come one! Come all! See the wonders of the magician of Nain. The magician of Nain will demonstrate great powers. Come one, come all.
Abigail.
Yes, master.
Good girl. Time to earn your keep. Get your bow. And don't allow anyone to leave without giving something. Show them your sad eyes if they hesitate.
Like this. Please, sir. We're hungry and impoverished.
Yes, perfect. And if that doesn't work, say that I'll curse them.
And if they don't believe me?
And steal their purses when they aren't looking.
Yes, but I mean master.
This is a good market day. Good crowd.
Well, well. Berechiah.
Malachi.
I see you're still up to your old tricks.
Go away, Malachi. You smell of dead fish. I am about to work.
Work? Is that what you call it?
What do you want? Surely you didn't come all the way from Bethsaida or wherever you live these days just to heckle me.
I am traveling with a friend.
I didn't think you had friends.
This is Luke, a physician from Rome.
Greetings.
Yes, I know who you are.
You do?
You are writing about Jesus to save that friend of yours, Paul, isn't it?
How do you know that?
Berechiah is a magician of sorts.
Of sorts? Nothing. I am a magician. My power is genuine. Unlike the crass games you play in the name of your God. Now go away.
Go away? Certainly not. We dare not leave Nain until we've seen its master magician at work.
Then watch and keep your mouth shut.
Come along, Luke. Let's find a good place to stand.
Right.
Luke.
Yes, Berechiah.
You won't succeed.
Succeed with what?
Saving the life of your friend.
Oh. And you know that for certain, do you?
I do. Come on, come all, and see the many wonders and remarkable powers of Berechiah, Master Magician.
So, what did you think?
Think?
Of Berechiah's performance this afternoon.
A lot of powder and smoke, mostly. I've seen better magicians in Rome.
And why is he troubling you?
He's not troubling me.
Luke?
All right, I admit it was disconcerting that he knew me. And even more disconcerting that he said I couldn't help Paul. Am I to take him seriously? Does he have a prophetic gift?
Oh.
Malachi, what aren't you telling me?
Berechiah was once touched by Jesus.
What does that mean?
He was the only son of a widow here. And he died.
Berechiah was dead?
Jesus healed him, even while the procession was taking him to the tomb.
Malachi.
It breaks my heart to see him go so far astray. He now believes that Jesus didn't heal him at all, but merely performed some sort of magic trick. He has talked himself out of his faith, and now I can see in his eyes that something darker has taken hold. Self-delusion? Greed? I don't know. But I defy his so-called magic.
Are you so sure he doesn't have power?
That's quite a question for a man from Rome. Aren't you supposed to be sophisticated and detached?
How sophisticated and detached can I be after what I've seen and heard? You know better than most.
Ah, I wouldn't pay much attention to Berechiah. He is, what did you say? A lot of powder and smoke.
But what about Paul?
What about Paul? Luke, as difficult as it is for you to accept, Paul's life is now secondary to your mission. Trust God.
Yes. You're not the only one who has said so. But it's very hard to let go. I know I should, and yet... I am such a child.
Don't be too hard on yourself. I don't know that we ever stop being children when it comes to faith. We rush ahead and we stumble and fall. Even the disciples, those of us who saw so much more than most, were not always great men of faith.